Oh, here's the entrance to the burial cave. Thank you, my friend. I'm good on my own from here.
Ah, you're going in already.
Why? Is there a problem?
No, no problem at all. But you might want to hear a little background before you go in.
What? You'll guide me?
We're at the beginning of the Roman period, 66 CE. The Romans controlled the land of Israel. The Jews launch a revolt.
Ah, that's the Great Revolt. I know.
In 70 CE, there was a terrible disaster. The Romans destroyed the temple.
Ah, that was no easy change. After that, if you'll permit me, the Jewish people are transformed from a people whose center is the temple to a people whose center is spiritual. They begin to pray in synagogues, and the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of the Jews at that time, is exiled to Yavne.
Yes. Anyway, about 60 years later, the Bar Kokhba revolt breaks out. The Jews, under the leadership of Bar Kokhba and Rabbi Akiva, defeated some of the Roman legions. This was an unparalleled achievement in Roman times.
Bar Kokhba was a hero.
But unfortunately, the outcome of the revolt was a disaster.
A disaster?
I'm afraid so. The Romans executed about 580,000 Jews and exiled many Jews from the land of Israel.
Terrible.
And do you know what happened to the Sanhedrin?
No.
It moved to the Galilee.
We're in the Galilee.
Exactly. That's when the teacher of the teacher's teacher, 230 generations back, your teacher was born.
Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
And he decides to change direction. No more rebellions.
Yes. Rabbi Yehuda was a man of cooperation.
And he really did cooperate with the Roman rulers who supported his leadership with land and money.
Ah, we know this. According to legend, Rabbi Yehuda and Emperor Antoninus had a close relationship going back to their childhood.
Ah, that I didn't know. Good. Anyhow, we've moved ahead in history, yes? We're in 180 CE. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi moved to Beit She'arim.
You don't have to say his whole name to know who you're talking about. You can just say the acrostic.
Rabbi. And finally, after the great disasters of the previous decades, he unites the people and begins to redact the Mishnah.
Have you read the Mishnah? There's no other work like it, if I may say so. To choose what goes in and what doesn't, he organizes the knowledge and the rules into a series of laws and divides them by subject. Finally, he seals it. The six tractates of the Mishnah are a part of Judaism to this day.
I see you're very excited, but it sure is exciting. Rebbe made it possible for Judaism to recover from the period of the rebellions and the harsh punishments, and actually put it on the track that has allowed it to survive to this day.
Just a second. So he's buried here?
Come on, I'll show you everything.
This is so exciting. Hang on, wait for me!
Enter the cave and continue the audio program. Let's go in. Watch your head.
This doorway is so small. Why don't we go in through the big doors?
The big doors were apparently used by the community only during funeral ceremonies. But they were usually closed. People who wanted to enter the cave on a regular day did it through the small entrance on the side.
Hmm, that makes total sense. I can really imagine the big doors open and all the people that stood here in the past during the funerals held here.
According to the Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is buried here in Beit She'arim, and we think he's buried in this cave. We are now in the cave of Rebbe.
You know, I didn't want to say anything before, but I thought he was buried not far away from here at Tzipori.
Ah, that's a common mistake. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's buried in Tzipori. But you weren't far off. In 180 CE, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi moved to Beit She'arim when he was about 40 years old. In the year 200, he moved to Tzipori, where he strengthened the status of Judaism and unified it under his leadership. Then, in 220, he died and was brought for burial here, in Beit She'arim.
And following him, Jews from different parts of the country, and mainly from the diaspora, wanted to be buried in the same place as the nation's greatest man because of their belief in the resurrection of the dead.
Ah, that's a theory.
Yes, it's a theory. Some Jews believed in it, others were against it.
Listen, at that time people couldn't be buried in Jerusalem because of Emperor Hadrian's edict after the Bar Kokhba revolt. And so the settlement near the cemetery of Beit She'arim remained a major center until the mid-4th century CE.
Hold on, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is buried here?
I knew you'd ask that.
No,
We don't know.
We don't.
There's one ancient verse that proves he's buried here. But we also put together finds with information from ancient sources that led us to conclude that this is his burial place. In his will he wrote, "Do not increase the shrouds for me, and let my coffin be perforated in the ground. Very nice, young man.
Thanks.
I didn't see that coming. Meaning he wanted a grave dug in the ground. Besides, when they found these tombs, they were covered with two stone slabs. Proof enough for you?
So two bodies are buried here?
Yes, this is a double grave. And it's very unusual here in Beit She'arim.
I read that Rabbi Yehuda left space next to his burial place for his wife. You know, something strikes me about Rabbi Yehuda's wealth in his lifetime and the way he wanted to be buried. These are simple tombs without decoration.
That's what the scholars say. His will also instructs that his sons continue in his path.
In his will, he divides his roles among his two sons and a leading disciple. My son Shimon, a sage, meaning head of the yeshiva.
He was a leader in matters of Jewish law.
My son Gamaliel, Nasi.
The Nasi was the leader of the Jewish community under imperial rule.
Hanina Bar Hama will sit at the head.
That is Chief Justice. Three people were needed to replace him. Nice.
That just goes to show you how many roles the rabbi fulfilled.
I must say, you're a man of many talents.
I told you, I'm a student of a student.
Of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Careful, watch your head.
Ouch!
Ah, I almost forgot. Now when we go out, if you want, you can climb up and see where the yeshiva was above the tomb.
There's a yeshiva above his tomb? Just like in his will. Do not eulogize me in the small towns. And reconvene the study sessions at the yeshiva after 30 days of mourning.
Yes, yes, there are steps that lead up there. And you can go up and see it from above. Exit Rabbi Yehuda's cave and turn right. Watch your head.